It's about the Salem witch trials in 1692. And I know there's a lot in the news right now about witch hunts. And this was the original witch hunt on American soil. And so it's about the hysteria, the anxiety, the tension in a small rural community, and what happens when people start accusing people of witchery, of witchcraft, and it just spirals out of control. Everybody's accusing everybody, and so reveals a lot about fear and anger and anxiety and about living in this new place. And this is a different theatrical experience from what I've heard of audiences who watched it last weekend. This is not your high school version of The Crucible. This version of The Crucible is intended to also make you anxious and a little tense. And so this is less of a play and more of a theatrical experience.
An experience. Yes. So who are the actors?
Oh my gosh. We have a cast of 24. And so Wes Hanna plays John Proctor. Bianca Clark plays Elizabeth Proctor, his wife. We have some newcomers. Jeremy McBride plays Reverend Paris, who's the first one to kind of discover witchcraft in his house. Roy Thomas plays Reverend Hale, who is brought in to root out the witches. And the stars of the show are the kids, are the Salem teenagers, the girls who start the town on this path of accusations. So Acacia Berbalis plays Abigail. My daughter Weatherly Griffin plays Mary Warren, who's also caught up on it. And they really outshine their adult stage partners. It's so great to watch. Yeah.
Now, this is based on history. Is it historically accurate, or is it just to give us a feel of what it was like during that period?
Well, Arthur Miller wrote it, and he wrote it in the early 1950s, and he did his research. He made it as historically accurate as possible to tell, you know, to tell a story in just over 2 hours. So all the characters are historical characters, based on the historical character. He, you know, took some liberties here and there, nothing too big. Like, he combined characters. The original Abigail Williams, who was played by Acacia, was the historical one. She was only like 11 or 12, but in the play she's 17. And a lot of characters, or a lot of historical people, aren't in the play too. So he really, you know, tried to pare it down. But in terms of the timeline of the events are historical. He even tried to capture as close to the language as possible too. So without making it inaccessible for a modern American audience.
Now, this is seen as sort of a classic play. Why is that? How did it get that reputation?
It got its reputation because of its association with the Red Scare in the 1950s, the McCarthy hearings. And Arthur Miller has indicated that he wrote this play as a response to himself being called in front of the Committee on Un-American Activity, something like that, and asking to, you know, rat out his friends, and accusations of communism, you know, were everywhere.
Especially among actors and Hollywood.
Exactly.
And creative people.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so he took offense to that and kind of wrote this play as a response, and showing that the McCarthy hearings were part of this long American tradition of just people just being scared of others. So that's where it's kind of got its reputation for being a response to that. And then it just took off on Broadway, won Tonys, and then is one of the most produced plays in the United States still, 50 years later, over 50 years later.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Okay, so this weekend, Friday night, Saturday night. And Sunday
matinee.
And so what are the times?
7 o'clock on Saturday and Friday, and then 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday, which is a pay what you can day. First come, first serve. You come, watch it again if you want to, or pay what you can. And I know that that one's going to be pretty packed, so you want to get in early, because I think there's some teachers bringing their classes, so to come watch it on Sunday.
Sounds good, Jared. Thank you for the time.
Thank you.